Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior year shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. An April AARP article, How My Childhood Trauma Affects Me Even Today, led to today's topic, PTSD Among Aging Adults. While veterans suffering PTSD from battle experience is not uncommon, we don't hear a lot about PTSD occurring in non-veteran older adults. Yet, since trauma is a precursor for PTSD, we shouldn't be surprised that many older adults have indeed experienced trauma early in life that has led to PTSD in later years. In addition to the AARP article, I'll be reading a close look at PTSD among aging adults from the Senior Living website. How My Childhood Trauma Affects Me Even Today by Carol Weiss, AARP, April 24, 2019. I'm bracing for another round of discomfort. My daughter is moving out of my house, and like many parents, I am not doing well with it. But unlike other parents, I have a history that plays into this mix of emotions, and I'm having a hard time tamping down those feelings. My mom was hospitalized with tuberculosis for a year and a half when I was 3. I bounced from family to family during that time of my life. She relapsed when I was 6 and was sent away again for another year. Another year of family chaos and grief. The after effect of this abandonment has been with me since then, lodged in my psyche, crouching in a corner ready to rear its ugly head when someone significant leaves my circle, or when my child's self detects the slightest trace of emotional abandonment. And that seems to happen on a regular basis. I drank for years to cover it up, to push it down, to try to obliterate the pain and anxiety that it caused. But these things have a way of worming their way to the surface, of getting our attention no matter how hard we try to dismiss their existence. Before I was fully aware of this abandonment issue, the anxiety emerged in a form of allergies and asthma, and for years flared up when the thought of someone leaving crept near. And because I had no idea of what was really going on, I became increasingly needy, unconsciously pushing people away when I needed them most. I had no real knowledge of what was happening until I stopped drinking. And that's when it all hit the fan. That stuff I bottled up all those years blew up right in my face. Now from Senior Living, a look at PTSD among aging adults. Post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as PTSD, can happen to people of all ages. It is especially common, an issue among aging adults, because they have a more likely chance to have experienced at least one traumatic event in their lifetime. Examples of traumatic events that could lead to PTSD include military combat, a bad car accident, an unexpected death of a loved one, serious illness or injury to self or someone else, and sexual assault, to name a few. This guide will account for PTSD among aging adults, veterans, and older homeless people. See what experts have to say about the subject and learn more about the causes and symptoms of PTSD and how the condition can be treated. Disclaimer, we are not doctors. This is for informational purposes only. As always, we suggest speaking to a medical professional to determine how to best address your specific situation. Expert perspective on PTSD among seniors. First from Ron Asierno, Associate Dean for Research and Professor at the Medical University of Southern California. The prevalence of current PTSD in adults over age 60 ranges from 1.5% to 4%, as reported in several community studies. From Gina Owens, Associate Professor and PhD at the University of Kentucky, older adults may be less likely to identify problems from a psychological framework. For example, older veterans may attribute problems to more proximal issues and to the aging process and not relate symptoms to events that occurred long ago. And finally, from Christine Yaffe, Vice Chair of Research in Psychiatry at the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine. Data from a large VA cohort study indicates that individuals diagnosed with PTSD were almost twice as likely to develop dementia when compared to those not diagnosed with PTSD. What is post-traumatic stress disorder? Well, PTSD is a mental problem that can take a toll on a person's health and well-being in the long run. People usually develop PTSD after experiencing or witnessing a life-threatening event, like military combat, a natural disaster, sexual assault, or a car accident, for example. It is totally normal to feel on edge, have trouble sleeping, or have upsetting memories after a traumatizing event initially. In fact, at first, it may be a challenge to go about everyday life, like going to work, completing everyday chores, or spending time with loved ones. The good news is most people start to feel better after a few weeks or months. If it persists for too long, however, then it's time to get evaluated for possible PTSD. Some people may find symptoms of PTSD coming and going as they age as well. Causes of PTSD. PTSD develops in approximately 1 in 3 people who get through serious trauma. Normally, the condition is not related to situations that are just upsetting, like job loss, failing exams, or divorce. Instead, it results from traumatic experiences such as personal assaults like robbery and sexual assault, serious illness or injury, unexpected death of a loved one or close friends, natural disasters like earthquakes, tsunamis, and floods, of course, military combat, but also being held hostage, car accidents, terrorist attacks, sexual abuse, violence or severe neglect, diagnosis of a life-threatening condition, and witnessing violent deaths. Who's at risk? Luckily, not everyone develops PTSD after a distressing event. It is not fully understood why some people get it while others don't. However, people who have dealt with depression in the past or have anxiety are more likely to develop it. Those who don't have a strong support system from family and friends are also at a higher risk. Genetics also plays into it to an extent. For example, if you were raised by a parent with a mental health problem, you may have a higher chance of developing PTSD in your lifetime. What are some of the symptoms? There are many, but various symptoms may manifest in those who suffer from PTSD, including, here are some of the more prevalent ones, feeling on guard all the time, having angry outbursts or feeling irritated a lot, having nightmares, flashbacks, and vivid memories of a distressing event, getting upset by things that remind you of the traumatic experience, experiencing difficulty sleeping, feeling emotionally distant from people, and being easily startled. They also include feeling guilt, shame, or self-blame, losing interest in things that you used to care about, experiencing difficulty concentrating, exhibiting reckless, aggressive, or self-destructive behavior, also experiencing intense physical reactions to reminders of traumatic events such as rapid breathing, nausea, sweating, muscle tension, and pounding heart, and finally, noticing increased blood pressure. Now, these common symptoms will often affect the way someone with PTSD lives life. For example, people may overwork themselves to keep their mind and body occupied, consistently use drugs or drink to numb feelings and escape reality, isolate themselves from society, think about suicide or harming others, and avoid people, places, or things that may remind them of the traumatic event. PTSD and aging veterans. Military experience is not something easily forgotten. It is life-changing. In fact, many aging veterans still have vivid memories of their combat experiences, which can negatively affect their lives even many years after war. After retiring, symptoms of PTSD may become more prevalent for various reasons, such as having more time and fewer things to keep you busy, and thus you are more likely to think back on memories. Hearing bad news on the media may bring back bad memories. Getting diagnosed with medical issues might result in feeling weak and helpless. And coping with stress the unhealthy way, like using substances or alcohol more often, which could lead to serious health problems. Some veterans don't experience symptoms of PTSD immediately. The common patterns for PTSD in veterans are: some begin to gradually get symptoms after they get out of war. The symptoms may dissipate with time and possibly come back in the future, or they may linger on until old age. Some veterans get hit hard with PTSD symptoms right after their military experience, while some may not experience any PTSD symptoms until they are way older. As people get older, it's normal to look back in the past, reflect on, and make sense of past experiences. Veterans who don't really experience symptoms right away after war may go through what we call late-onset stress symptomatology, or better known as LOSS. While the symptoms of LOSS are pretty similar to PTSD, it may be less severe, and depending on the individual, the symptoms can be fewer, too. Unlike PTSD, on a general scale, LOSS is more directly related to aging. People with LOSS generally live pretty comfortable and happy lives. They spend time with loved ones and go to work. As they get older, though, they start to deal with changes that come with old age, like more health problems, retirement, loss of loved ones. These changes, especially if they happen all at once, can have adverse effects. Elderly people with LOSS begin having more thoughts about their warfare experiences. It's not a bad thing to look back and remember combat days. In fact, some people with LOSS find it productive to reflect back because it helps them make sense of what they went through, to have some meaning. However, if you are having difficulty dealing with your combat memories, there are several methods to seek help. At first, the most important step is not to be afraid to ask for help. Know that it is not a sign of weakness, but rather courage and strength. Keeping this in mind, you may want to consider the following to cope. Keep your mind engaged and your body active. Get outdoors more, exercise, volunteer for a cause that matters to you, and eat well. Loving yourself is very important. Spend time with positive people. Open up to a friend or a family member who has also gone through military experiences. It always helps to know that you aren't alone and that there are plenty out there who have also gone through hard times. Look into joining a support group. As people get older, feeling lonely or ostracized can exacerbate PTSD symptoms. Being a part of a group will help to mitigate these feelings and allow you to connect with other people who have gone through similar experiences. Don't be afraid to tell your family and close friends about what you are going through. Talking to others not only informs them of your thoughts and experiences, but can also help you better understand yourself. Speak to a professional. You may find it productive to converse with someone who is trained and experienced in dealing with PTSD and aging. Believe it or not, there are proven and effective treatments for PTSD. Taking action for your own health and well-being early will allow you to see a therapist sooner and get relevant information on PTSD treatment as necessary for your case. Getting treated earlier rather than later is crucial if you are dealing with PTSD or LOSS. The reason for this is because the symptoms for both can get worse with age. Early treatment may also help to improve your family life. Those suffering from PTSD may pull away from loved ones for no clear reason or have difficulty getting along with people in general, may even feel violent or aggressive. If you're able to get help with your PTSD symptoms early on, not only will you be able to live a better life sooner, but family and friends will benefit as well. And it could also be related to health issues. For example, studies have shown that heart failure is linked to PTSD. Active treatment for your PTSD could improve your physical health in the long run. Retirees with post-traumatic stress disorder. Non-veteran retirees can go through PTSD as well. They may even have experienced other forms of trauma, such as car accidents, unexpected loss of a loved one, or sexual assault, for example, which lead to PTSD symptoms. And invasive medical procedures and life-threatening health diagnoses can also cause PTSD in seniors. There are various reasons why these symptoms can increase with age. When younger, people may resort to avoidance-based coping mechanisms like overworking to keep their mind occupied or drinking alcohol to escape reality. While these methods may prove relief early on, they may become less available and not as effective as they age. Role changes may make coping with memories of trauma harder for retirees. For example, if you're a parent, you spend most of your prime working years and providing for your children. Once your children are grown and independent, you may start to feel a sense of emptiness, and the emptiness may result in your mind wandering to old times. There are also physical changes to the body and stressors that come with retirement that may manifest into PTSD symptoms for older adults, such as reduced income, loss of loved ones, cognitive impairment, increased health issues, decreased social support, and declining sensory abilities, to name a few. Here are some statistics from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Roughly 70 to 90% of adults who are 65 and older have been exposed to at least one traumatic event in their lifetime. Several community studies have reported that the prevalence of current PTSD in adults who are over 60 ranges from 1.5% to 4%. Now, not all aging adults meet the full criteria for PTSD, but it's not uncommon for them to exhibit some symptoms. The percentage of elders with subclinical levels of PTSD symptoms ranges from 7 to 15%. Approximately 70% of older men reported lifetime exposure to trauma, while older women reported a lower rate of about 41%. However, considering a community sample of older women with an average age of 70 years, 72% went through at least one type of interpersonal trauma during their lives, which can result in PTSD symptoms. Some examples of interpersonal trauma include sexual abuse, rape, or childhood physical abuse. And now, homelessness can cause PTSD. Trauma and homelessness go hand in hand. Homelessness is a traumatic experience that can lead to PTSD in a plethora of ways. Homeless adults may feel traumatized after losing stable shelter and being disconnected from family and regular routines and social roles. This is just the beginning. Homeless individuals have to deal with having the constant uncertainty of where to find safe shelter and shelter that will protect them from brutal weather conditions sometimes, and food to survive. Sleeping on the streets, homeless people witness crazy incidents every day, such as physical assault, murder, rape, car accidents, and more. Dealing with this every day may lead to a sense of hopelessness and symptoms of PTSD, like exhibiting reckless behavior, having trouble sleeping, and getting vivid flashbacks of distressing events witnessed. Treating post-traumatic disorder. Research into treatments for PTSD have grown in recent years, bringing to light several ways to help seniors manage their PTSD issues. from medications that focus on restoring balance to brain chemical imbalances to reducing social isolation and early intervention programs. A senior with PTSD is more likely to withdraw from others as they may feel embarrassed about their traumatic experiences. Support groups for seniors to share their experiences and form camaraderie with others has helped to lessen PTSD episodes among seniors, and the burden of isolation is reduced. Senior may be able to work on their relationships outside of the support group. Another useful factor of support groups is the communication with others going through the same medical procedures and senior living issues. It helps seniors with PTSD to manage and develop plans for upcoming medical appointments. For example, MRI scans often trigger traumatic combat experiences. When seniors communicate with each other in preparation for upcoming appointments, they are more likely to get through the procedure with ease, as they are prepared for it and have companionship. Then there's psychotherapy, which can be effective in targeting specific symptoms of PTSD, like hyperarousal and re-experiencing traumatic events from decades ago. Having a senior tell and retell their traumatic experience repeatedly to a medical professional can help the senior to understand and come to terms with what they went through. And this can be very therapeutic, as the senior may have suppressed and kept the traumatic experience to themselves for decades. Telling about the trauma out loud helps the senior to reconstruct their experience into a cohesive narrative rather than fragmented memories that can be triggered at any time. With a cohesive narrative, seniors can develop meaning from the experience and come to terms with it. The retelling of the experience out loud also helps the senior to not immediately feel fear. It desensitizes stimuli that would elicit a fearful response. And lastly, as we'll go further into detail shortly, retelling the story to someone else helps the senior not to feel so emotionally and mentally isolated by having someone else bear witness to their story. Research has shown that seniors between 55 and 65 are more likely than older seniors between 75 and 85 to experience PTSD brought on by a diagnosis and treatment of cancers. The older seniors are less likely to develop PTSD from medical issues like cancer due to their longer lifespan, having experienced more emotional challenges and developing ways to deal with them compared to younger seniors. Knowing this helps producing an effective and customized PTSD treatment plan, as approaching seniors in their 60s is not the same as treating those in their 70s and 80s. Medications. Seniors with PTSD have a high rate of not taking medications consistently. Some worry about side effects and possible addiction, the cost of the medication, and not placing any value on medicines. Patients are often prescribed benzodiazepines or BZDs, which help with lowering anxiety. In younger patients, they can sometimes be helpful, but there are risks associated with BZDs among seniors. The higher chance of impairments like dementia, cardiac diseases, and slower and damaged metabolic processes increase the possibility of adverse side effects such as confusion, falls, gait impairment, and unsafe behaviors like improperly driving a vehicle. The FDA has approved two medications that are known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, which are essentially antidepressants. The purpose of these medications is to restore balance to the natural inhibitory response of the brain, which prevents overstimulation and high anxiety when it is out of tune. Antidepressants can prove to be very effective among seniors, but close monitoring is required, and an open and continuous dialogue between doctor and senior is a must to manage expectations and be sure no adverse side effects are occurring. When we left our initial concern of Carol Weiss, that stuff that had bottled up all those years blew up right in her face. Well, now that we know a little bit more about PTSD, I can finish her story. It rose to the surface when my husband left me and our young daughter just a few months after I quit drinking. I no longer had alcohol to squelch the pain and fear. My asthma and allergies erupted with a vengeance, propelling me into fits of sneezing during the day, then waking me mid-sleep, unable to take a sufficient breath often at night. Well, and now I am bracing for another round of discomfort. Except for the 4 years that she spent in college, my daughter and I have lived together. During the past few years, we mostly had dinner together, occasionally watching something that we agreed upon on Netflix. We've been more or less practicing for her leaving, but it still doesn't make it any easier for me. While my daughter prides herself on all of the adulting that she is doing, my 3-year-old self takes over far too often. A friend canceling a movie date can cause unreasonable anxiety. My sister going off on an out-of-sight trip for a month can bring me to tears. A longtime girlfriend moving away can have me spiraling for months. Of course, years of therapy helped with this, and my work with a homeopath has been very healing, so I'm gearing up for the big day with lots of deep breathing, exercise, and contact with friends. And I'm keeping my asthma inhaler close at hand, just in case. Well, that's an awful lot of information, mostly new to me as well. And I found the distinction between PTSD and LOSS quite helpful. And the encouragement to seek help is one of the suspects of those conditions. It is, as mentioned before, it is not a failing to ask for help. It's really a matter of strength and courage. I hope this can be of use to you or someone that you know and love. Thanks for listening today. And until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.